天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。在生活中呢，不知道听众朋友们是否遇到过这样的疑惑，就是当我们犯罪时，我们可以来到神的面前求神的原谅，之后是不是就没事了吗？还是说要承担许多风险，许多严重的后果呢？那这些又与神的恩典有什么关系呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起去看看这个问题背后的答案是什么吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
It is a delight and joy for us to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
知道你在收听我们的节目，让我们倍感欣慰。
Let me remind you that we have begun a series of messages entitled Portrait of Grace.
现在正播出的这个系列信息，我们称之为恩典的描绘。
And today we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 to 30.
今天我们要一起来看创世纪二十九章一到三十节。
But first, I want you to imagine the following scenario.
但首先，我想请你在脑海中想象这样一幅图画。
A mother or a father tells their five-year-old son, "Do not play with matches."
一个母亲或是一个父亲告诉他们五岁的儿子说，不要玩火柴。
The little boy decides that he is going to do it anyway.
而这个小男孩还是打定主意要玩。
So he lights one match and nothing happens.
于是他点燃一根火柴，什么事儿也没有。
Then he lights another match and nothing happens.
接着他又点燃另一根，仍旧没有事情发生。
So he keeps on playing with matches when mom and dad are not watching.
因此趁父母不注意的时候，他就一直这么玩火柴。
Then one time he lights a match and it catches fire and it burns the little fella's hands.
直到有一次他点火柴的时候造成失火，烧伤了小家伙的手。
On the way to the hospital in the ambulance, the little one keeps on saying to his parents, "I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry."
在救护车开往医院的路上，小家伙不断地对他父母说，对不起，对不起，对不起。
Now, any normal mother or father would say what?
这时候一个普通的父亲或母亲会说什么呢？
We forgive you, of course.
当然是我们原谅你哦。
And they truly forgive the little boy.
他们真心地原谅了这个小男孩。
Because they love the little fellow.
因为他们爱这个小家伙。
They are hurting deeply for their son's physical pain.
儿子身体的疼痛让他们的心深深地受到伤害。
They will get the best medical treatment that money can buy for their son.
他们愿意为自己的儿子提供力所能及的最好的治疗。
They will assure their son again and again that they have forgiven his disobedience.
他们一再地告诉自己的儿子，他们已原谅了他不听话的行为。
And so, 10, 15, or 20 years later,
可是十年、十五年、二十年以后，
there are scars that the best plastic surgeons in the world cannot obliterate.
那些留下的伤疤，即使是世上最好的整容师也无法消除。
The boy now is a man.
那个男孩现在已经长大成人。
He looks at the scars and he says, "I wonder if my parents have really forgiven me."
他看着这些疤痕，自言自语地说，我怀疑父母是否已经真的原谅了我。
I'm not sure if my parents can really forgive such an act of disobedience.
我不知道父母是否真能原谅如此不听话的行为。
His parents, on their part, keep on assuring him that they forgave him the moment he said sorry.
而这位他的父母，他们不断地告诉他， 就在他说对不起的那一刻，他们已经原谅他了。
But the now grown boy says to his parents, "If you have forgiven me, then why do I have these scars?"
可是这个长大成人的男孩对父母说，如果你们已经原谅我了，那为什么我还会落下这些疤痕呢？
Why should I live the rest of my life with these scars?
为什么我的后半生都要一直带着这些伤疤呢？
Well, they say, these scars are the consequences of your disobedience.
父母对他说，的确，这些伤疤是你不听话的后果。
These scars have nothing to do with our lack of grace in forgiving you.
这些伤疤并不表示我们在原谅你这件事上不够宽容。
Let these scars be a reminder of our act of forgiveness.
就让这些伤疤来提醒你我们对你的原谅吧。
In fact, let these scars be a reminder of our unconditional love for you.
也让伤疤来提醒你我们对你无条件的爱。
My listening friend, did you get the picture here?
亲爱的朋友，你能理解这幅图画吗？
Today there are many people who confuse the grace of God with their deep scars.
今天很多人因为落下了深深的疤痕而对神的恩典产生了困惑。
There are many people who doubt the grace of God simply because of the normal long-term consequences of their past sins.
许多人怀疑神的恩典仅仅是因为自己过去的罪所带来的长期后果。
God says, I have forgiven you.
神说，我已赦免你了。
I have covered you with my grace.
我用恩典将你遮蔽。
I don't count your sin against you.
我不再按你的过犯待你。
But no one can do anything about the scars.
但那些疤痕，任何人都无能为力。
Let these scars remind you of my grace and not your failure.
让这些疤痕来提醒你，这是我的恩典，而不是你的失败。
And today, my listening friends, we're going to see this picture very clearly in Jacob's life.
亲爱的朋友，今天我们将从雅各的人生中清晰地看到这幅图画。
Jacob moved from Bethel, where we saw him alone with God.
雅各离开了他曾经与神单独相处的伯特利。
He moved from Bethel, where he received the grace of God.
他离开了得到神恩典的伯特利。
He moved from Bethel, where he received a vision from God.
他离开了从神那里接受异象的伯特利。
And now he reaches his destination, his uncle's home.
现在他来到了目的地，他舅舅的家中。
The home of his mother's brother Laban in the town of Haran.
他母亲的兄弟拉班的家位于哈兰。
And it is in Haran that Jacob will come face to face with the consequences of his deception.
在哈兰，雅各将面对自己欺骗所带来的后果。
It is in Haran where Jacob will come face to face with the scars of his deeds.
在哈兰，雅各将面对自己所作所为而造成的疤痕。
Here Jacob will come face to face with the biblical principle of sowing and reaping.
在这里，雅各亲身经历种瓜得瓜的圣经原则。
When Jacob gets to Haran, he has an encounter with a beautiful girl.
雅各抵达哈兰的时候，他遇到一个美丽的姑娘。
This girl turns out to be his cousin Rachel.
这个姑娘就是他的表妹拉结。
And Jacob falls head over heels in love with Rachel.
雅各对拉结神魂颠倒。
He even tries to show off and exhibit superhuman strength by rolling the stone from the well to water her sheep.
他甚至把石头转离井口，引拉结的羊群，想要显示自己超人的力气。
Jacob loved Rachel at first sight, and he was willing to do whatever it took to marry her.
雅各对拉结一见钟情，为了娶她，愿意做任何事情。
Now, my listening friend, I don't want you to miss what happens next.
现在，亲爱的朋友，请留意接下来所发生的事情。
Jacob wants Rachel very badly. He was willing to go at any length to marry her.
雅各非常想得到拉结，为了娶她，愿意付上任何代价。
But his tricky uncle Laban the girl's father knew of Jacob's desire.
可是他狡猾的舅舅拉班，姑娘的父亲知道了雅各的愿望。
And he wanted to milk this situation for all that he could get out of it.
他想要尽量利用这种情形来谋取暴利。
It was customary back then for visitors to be entertained for only 3 or 4 days, no more.
按照当时的习俗，客人一般只会受到3-4天的款待，不会更久。
But Jacob had been in Laban's house now for about a month, and no doubt working hard for his uncle.
但雅各已在拉班家待了一个月，而且肯定是为他舅舅拼命地干活。
In Genesis chapter 29, verse 15, you see Laban subtly and manipulatively says to Jacob, in effect, just because you're my nephew, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't pay you something.
在创世纪29:15，你可以看到拉班狡猾地欺哄着雅各说，你虽是我的外甥，岂可白白地服侍我。
Jacob said, I would be willing to work for 7 years to have the privilege of marrying your daughter Rachel.
雅各说，我愿为娶你的小女儿拉结服侍你7年。
Jacob was probably hoping that her father would say, oh no, 1 year would be fine.
雅各当时也许期望姑娘的父亲会说，哦不，1年就足够了。
But tricky Uncle Laban took advantage of Jacob's generosity.
但狡猾的舅舅拉班利用了雅各的慷慨。
Listen to verse 20 of chapter 29.
请听29:20。
The 7 years seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her.
雅各就为拉结服侍了7年，他因为深爱拉结，就看这7年如同几天。
Rachel had an older sister, Leah.
拉结还有一个姐姐叫莉亚。
She was, to state it clearly and literally, an albino.
用专用术语说，她得了白化病。
So, in the night of the wedding, after Jacob's 7 years of hard labor,
在雅各辛勤劳作7年之后的那个新婚之夜，
the father sends Leah, Rachel's older sister, to the wedding tent instead of Rachel.
这位父亲却把拉结的姐姐莉亚，而不是拉结，送到了洞房。
She must have dressed like Rachel, and she must have smelled like Rachel.
莉亚当时穿戴和洒的香水肯定都很像拉结。
She must have had Rachel's build, but she was not Rachel.
莉亚的体型也和拉结相仿，但她不是拉结。
So on the morning after, Jacob saw what happened, and he became very angry.
于是到了第二天早晨，雅各明白了所发生的事情后，非常气愤。
And he goes out to do battle with his uncle, now his father-in-law.
他出来与舅舅，现在是自己的岳父理论。
Listen to verse 25, it's very important.
请听25节，这是很重要的一节经文。
Jacob said, why have you deceived me?
雅各问道，你为什么欺哄我呢？
Wow, here are the scars.
哦，这就是伤疤。
The deceiver is now being deceived.
欺骗者如今被骗了。
And sadly, this is not the last time that Jacob will be a victim of deception.
可悲的是，这还不是雅各最后一次被骗。
He deceived his blind father.
他曾欺骗过自己瞎眼的父亲。
Now he is deceived by his uncle into marrying a blind woman whom he had not loved.
现在他被自己的舅舅欺骗，娶了一个他不爱的盲女。
Jacob managed to marry the love of his life, Rachel, 7 days later.
最后，雅各总算是可以在7天之后娶到自己终生所爱的拉结。
But he had to work 7 more years for her.
但他不得不为了他再工作7年。
My listening friend, I want you to see with me at least 3 ironies here.
亲爱的朋友，我想和你一起来看看这里具有讽刺意味的3点。
Irony number one.
第一点，
Esau was supposed to serve Jacob, but now Jacob serves Laban.
以扫本应服侍雅各，现在雅各服侍拉班。
Irony number two.
第二点，
By getting Leah first, then Rachel, Jacob must have felt what Esau felt when he was deceived.
在先得到利亚，再娶到拉结的时候，雅各也一定体会到了以扫当时被骗的感受。
Irony number three.
第三点。
He was deceived by Rachel's father just as he deceived his own father.
他被拉结的父亲所骗，正如他当初欺骗自己的父亲。
The deceiver was deceived.
欺骗者如今被骗了。
He was reaping what he sowed.
他所收的正是自己种下的苦果。
My listening friend, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我下面所讲的。
The law of sowing and reaping is as sure as the sun and the moon are in heaven.
播种和收获的规律就如天上日月星辰的运转一样准确。
There are at least three things about biblical sowing and reaping that I want to tell you about here.
我想至少可以从三方面来与你分享圣经所说的种与收。
First, whatever you sow, you will reap.
第一点，种豆得豆，种瓜得瓜。
Paul said, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what a man sows.
保罗说，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
If you sow wheat, you will reap wheat.
如果你种下麦子，你就会收获麦子。
If you sow cotton, you will harvest cotton.
如果你种下棉花，你就会收获棉花。
Nobody ever planted wheat and got cotton.
没有人可以种下麦子却收获棉花。
And my friend, if you want friendship, you sow friendship.
亲爱的朋友，如果你想要得到友情，你就播种友情。
If you want love, you sow love.
如果你想要得到爱，你就播种爱。
If you want peace, you become a peacemaker.
如果你想要得到和平，你就要做一个和平的缔造者。
Secondly, the portion with which you sow will be the same portion that you will reap.
第二点，你种下多少，就将收获多少。
You cannot just sow sparingly and expect an abundant harvest.
你不可能零星的撒种，却期望获得一个大丰收。
In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said,
在路加福音六章三十八节，耶稣说，
Give and it will be given to you. For the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
你们要给人，就必有给你们的。因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, Paul said,
在哥林多后书九章六节，保罗说，
Whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
少种的少收，多种的多收。
And the third thing about sowing and reaping is this.
关于播种和收割的第三点是，
No matter how long it takes, no matter how long the delay,No matter how many crop failures you may have, if you sow, you will eventually reap.
无论花费多长时间，无论耽搁了多久，也无论你撒种失败过多少次，只要你播种，你最终就会有收获。
Have you prayed for something for so long and you haven't received the harvest yet?
你是否长时间的为某件事情祷告，至今仍未收获呢？
Keep on planting and keep on praying, the harvest will come.
继续耕耘，不断的祷告，收获的日子会来的。
Have you been faithful and generous and self-giving, but you have not seen an abundant harvest yet?
你是否总是那样的忠心、慷慨和无私，却还没有获得丰收呢？
Keep on planting, the harvest will come.
继续努力，丰收的日子会来的。
Just as sowing and reaping in Jacob's case worked in the negative, sowing and reaping will also work in the positive as well.
虽然发生在雅各身上的种与收是一种负面的情况，但在正面的情况里也具有同样的原则。
So when you sow in abundance, you receive in abundance.
那就是你播种的多，收获的也丰盛。
So, my listening friend, let me ask you this as I'm about to conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在即将结束的时候，我想问你。
Do you have scars from the past?
你身上有没有过去的疤痕呢？
Don't fret over them.
不必为他们烦恼。
If the grace of God rules in your life,
如果神的恩典主导着你的人生，
If you have experienced the forgiveness of God in your life,
如果你在生命中经历过神的宽恕，
Do not let the scars pull you down.
不要让那些疤痕绊倒你。
Let the scars remind you of the grace of God.
而要让那些疤痕提醒你神的恩典。
Let them remind you of the mercy and the forgiveness of God.
让那些疤痕提醒你神的怜悯和宽恕。
And don't ever forget that God can write his straight purpose with a crooked pencil.
不要忘记，神可以用一支弯曲的笔写出他正直的道。
God can take a bent and twisted instrument and use it powerfully.
神可以大大的使用一个歪歪扭扭的器皿。
God's grace is more powerful than your scars.
神的恩典比你的那些疤痕更有能力。
God's grace can polish the roughest of diamonds.
神的恩典可以将最硬的钻石磨光。
God's grace calls out to the unworthy.
神的恩典呼召那些最卑微不配的人。
God's grace loves the unlovable.
神的恩典使不可爱的人可以被爱。
God's grace uses the unusable.
神的恩典使那些无法被使用的人可以被使用。
God's grace will turn your scars into stars.
神的恩典可以将你的疤痕变为闪亮的明星。
You can let your scars pull you down and depress you, or you can use them as a reminder of the wonderful grace of God.
你可以选择让自己的疤痕绊倒你，使自己沮丧。你也可以用它们来提醒自己神奇妙的恩典。
The choice is yours.
这是你自己的选择。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
耶稣求指引我生命道路，我要全心跟随，谦卑走到主座前，向你献上受伤的心。我的公义盾牌和力量，他名是耶稣，我的道路真理生命耶生命道路，我要全心跟随，谦卑走到主座前，向你献上受伤的心。我的公义盾牌和力量，他名是耶稣，我的道路真理生命耶
俗话说呢，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，我们播种了什么也就会得到什么。但是在这里呢，我们知道说，当我们犯了罪， 我们来到神的面前认罪悔改，可是后果我们是要去承担，因为这是我们学习的一个过程。但我们相信呢，神是掌权的神，他可以把这些不好的看为好，只要我们愿意来依靠他。那同时呢，也更感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们明白说，在伤疤的背后便是神的恩典与警醒。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。俗话说呢，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，我们播种了什么也就会得到什么。但是在这里呢，我们知道说，当我们犯了罪，我们来到神的面前认罪悔改，可是后果我们需要去承担，因为这是我们学习的一个过程。但我们相信呢，神是掌权的神，他可以把这些不好的看为好，只要我们愿意来依靠他。那同时呢，也更感谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们明白说，在伤疤的背后便是神的恩典与警醒。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。心。